This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're in the studio with Josh Deppenbrock. Josh is the founder and owner of grnow.com. He's celebrating his 7th anniversary in May. And Josh, you've got kind of an interesting ringside seat to watch the city grow and change. What are some of the most interesting things that you've seen over the last 7 years?
Well, I think it's really the energy back downtown. When I had my first office at the end of 2004, at the beginning of 2005, it was in the Select Bank building. And back then, there was the area hadn't even been cleared yet on Monroe Center. Yen Ching was still across
right.
the street. The area hadn't been cleared yet for the art museum. Really, in DeVos Place had only been open for about a year or two at that point. Mm-hmm. And so you had some of these like staples like Van Andel Arena, Amway Grand Hotel, DeVos Place.
Right.
But it's really been, I think the cool resurgency has been the smaller businesses that have
sure.
really transformed downtown. The number of restaurants and retailers and things that have opened, even just in the last 6 months,
mm-hmm.
That stuff just didn't exist before. And
right.
it's kind of fun to have watched it start really around Monroe Center. And then over time, it starts moving south and Ionia comes back to life. And
mm-hmm.
then Commerce. And now it's like moved to Division. And now it's like that same energy is kind of branching out to Cherry Street and
right.
Ralphie and to those neighborhoods. And it's a lot of fun to watch them come back to life. And I think the other big change, too, has been the emphasis on downtown for events. I mean,
mm-hmm.
a few years ago, there was no Rob Bliss. There was no Art Prize.
Right.
There were no, really no big events happening
right.
at Rosa Park Circle besides Celebration on the Grand and that kind of thing. And it's been fun to see the creative events that people have come up with, 5x5 Night and Art Prize and Sidewalk Chalk Flood and the Zombie Walk and all these things over the past few years that have really allowed people that weren't necessarily familiar with downtown
mm-hmm.
to have a second look and see what it looks like today. And you really see that stuff pay off because there were definitely dead times downtown. You wouldn't see a lot of pedestrians during certain months of the year. But since Art Prize and all these other events have reintroduced people, you see a much steadier flow of people enjoying downtown throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the most important things that you've learned from building a business from the ground up?
It takes an incredible amount of work.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have work and resiliency. And, that saying overnight sensation, 7 years in the making is really a true phrase. I mean, you can't just pop on the scene and hope that you're going to make it. You
right.
have to, it takes year after year and work after work. You have to lay the foundation of the business.
Sure.
You figure out what you want to accomplish. And that final goal might not always be what you started out to do.
Mm-hmm.
I really started the site as a restaurant directory, but it's kind of, especially the last year or two, has been the location for events. And then also finding out first about certain events that are coming
right.
to Grand Rapids. And that's not something that you really could have forecasted back in the day. And that's not really what long-term down the road, that wasn't exactly what I had in mind.
So
but
you just got to be flexible.
You have to be
stuff.
Flexible and see what new technologies come up, what new opportunities, and be able to change, with the times. But I kind of prefer the slow and steady wins the race type
right.
mentality where, I new things come along, but I like to test them first
right.
and not necessarily just put all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
But, you just have to not give up. I mean, there were definitely a lot of times along the way where I thought, this isn't going to work or it's
mm-hmm.
not going to make money or people aren't supporting the traffic. I never really had too much of a problem with of getting people to the site, but
right.
turning it into an actual business.
Right.
There were a lot of times I wanted to give up and it seemed like maybe the site's not going to make it,
sure.
but you just have to dig down deeper and keep going and not take no for an answer.
So we're coming up on the week of May 7th. What are some of the big events that you have listed for grnow.com?
Well, it's kind of the kickoff to Outdoor Festival.
Okay.
That time of the year. Tulip Time is underway
mm-hmm.
in Holland, and that runs through May 12th. The tulips are a little bit early this year because we had such a wacky winter and spring. So it's definitely not peak tulip season, but
sure.
there's so much stuff that's happening in Holland. And it's Holland is another story that's, I actually looked at Hope College before I looked at Calvin back in the late 90s, and
okay.
Hope, downtown Holland was not exactly a tourist attraction at the time either. And
City's come a long way.
It's come a long way. I mean, the infill that they have and the number of retailers and restaurants and stuff, I mean, it's a destination.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's part of Tulip Time now is, it's not just about the tulips. It's about
right.
and about Dutch culture. It's also about seeing all these new things
sure.
happening in Holland. So, and it's free to go to,
mm-hmm.
and they have carnival stuff and they have, it's a great family event and it's just a great way to explore downtown Holland.
And what are some of the other events coming up for
the
week?
Well, we definitely have the gamut of events in Grand Rapids. You go from Tulip Time, also happening at the same time, Marilyn Manson at the Orbit Room.
Okay.
He's going to be there this evening with the Pretty Reckless. And it's a sold-out show, but I think, aren't you going to be down there shooting some photos at that?
Yes.
So if you really want to see both sides of the cultural spectrum, go from Tulip Time to the Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, that sure swings both ways.
It does. Well, then it comes back the other way, because at the same time, the Grand Rapids Ballet Company is doing a new dance called Black and White, a new performance.
Okay.
And it's a modern interpretation of Swan Lake, basically.
Okay.
A contemporary version. And that runs the end of this weekend. It also runs next weekend, May 11th through 13th. So culture runs through all spectrums in Grand Rapids.